Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win, so we gonna win more, a lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'Lali.
All right, so good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the E Factor. My name is D'Lali. Yes, and you are welcome to the best, or yes, yeah, actually the best podcast that ever survived or exists.
Yeah, what?
Are we running out of vocabularies already?
You're welcome to the best podcast of your life. The best thing you've ever. What? Listen, all I'm saying is welcome to the E Factor. Damn, bro. All
another
of you
weekend,
sitting
right?
Laughing, really? You can't.
We don't get this on a regular. I mean, we are supposed to be happy about the fact that you are making some hitches here and there.
No.
We don't really hear that a lot.
Yeah.
You're always on point, so there should be some times where we think, oh,
nah,
okay, he
bro.
Makes mistakes. He's human.
I can't do that. No, I'm really. I can't tell you, but I am not human.
You just actually
I'm an
bang
alien.
That,
I took over this weird ass body and I don't know what has been going on. The body is stressing me out. So
on that note, it's always remarkable that he starts a morning this way
what?
On Saturdays.
No,
but
so
anyways,
this is a courtesy call. If you are tired of your body and you want an alien to, you know, be in it, like, just let me know. I'm an alien. Yo, yes. So that's just saying welcome. This 7th of July, yeah. No,
7th, I guess, 2021, please. We'll pardon that. We know you, sir.
I mean, in
we'll
alien world, it's July, so you should pardon me, man. I had to do that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's July. A nice web, actually. It's fine.
There you go. So smooth. God, I'm smooth. Whoa. Let me take a second to admire myself. Damn, bro. You're smooth. Okay. Now, you're welcome
wow.
to the E Factor. Never mind. This is how we started. This is how we just get the party started because, of course, man, we are the best things you can ever see, man. What say you?
You can never see and hear. Every weekend, you can actually listen within the week anytime that you want to listen to.
There
but it's
go.
Sure when you see us, it's an entertainment thing we are coming to do right here.
Yes, it's go time. So 7th July, let's make some history. So that when you are somewhere,
7th,
you can.
I guess, please.
A 7th,
still
I guess. What did I say?
We can let
oh,
it. Said 7th
oh,
July.
Bro.
You come, see, come to,
to
please come to our world. We beg you.
Okay, switching. Okay. Switching to human. Okay, you know. Well, I told you I'm alien. The fact that you brought up in here. Why?
This is bad. Did you realize your voice? You went to that kind of automated machine thing.
I thought I was switching from, you know, like alien to, you know, human mode. So, yeah. So, hello, fellow earthlings. I'm back. Yeah. So, good morning, 7th August. Let's make some history, man. Okay. So, if you are a new factor, welcome. Yeah, I'm the alien on the show, but they don't usually tell you. Now, you know, now everybody's fighting for rights, LGBT and all of that. So, aliens also have rights. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting pretty out here. Okay. So, what we do here is we teach you, we learn stuff here. Like, that's the first thing we do before we even get the show cracking.
Yeah.
So, that's what we're going to be doing right now. We have words for you guys. We have two words and one idiom. So, like, get ready for that. Our first word is berate, and that means to scold or condemn vehemently and at length.
So, he mentioned vehemently, and that is our second word. It means in a forceful, passionate, or intense manner with great feeling.
All right, so now for idiom, it says a thing begun is half done. So it means that a good beginning makes it easier to accomplish the rest of the project. So if you have a project, bro, you got to start it, you know. What?
A thing begun. Oh, I was just repeating the idiom. It actually sounds nice. A thing begun is half done. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, what she said. All right, so now if you're looking for a perfect way to start your breakfast the human way, start your day the human way, you can get yourself Wire Pancake and Waffle Mix 0241288133 or 0508606718.
Yep, you can also follow them on Instagram at Wayo Pancake Mix. Then,
Go.
Okay, so Yadela GH is actually also, they are also people that are into African print. So if you think you want to get anything colorful that you want to put on you, some African authentic designs, you should contact them too. And their numbers are 050-7656-429, 0550-889-128. And they are also on Instagram at Yadela_GH.
And now for recordings, if you want to record a podcast, a voiceover, DJ drop, anything that has to do with voice, Audibles, Wired Studios, they got you. 0557221192. They are on Instagram at Wired Studios 7. Yep. Now we're moving on to fitness. This is how you manage your health, right? How you make sure that you are doing things, you know, in a healthy way. So that's another thing that we do on the E Factor. So today we are learning how to manage and reduce stress. And stress is stress is something that's like everywhere, right? Everybody is stressed, you know. Sometimes even when somebody mentions your name, you're just stressed in advance and stuff like that. So yeah, you know. All right, so now, you know, like I was saying, between work, you know, family, all those things, even keeping a social life, it can be so stressful. That's why some people just don't have friends, because, you know, just skip all that.
In a way to skip stress.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is how you can manage your stress by doing these. You can exercise, you can relax your muscles. What you can do, you know, in terms of relaxing muscles is you can stretch, you can get a massage. Yeah, what else can you do?
Get
though?
A massage, take a hot bath. Yep, or a shower. It's going to actually... I think there are some drugs that actually relieve the stress too.
They do?
Yeah, they... Actually, when you go to physicians, they do prescribe some drugs that you can actually use to release your stress for some time.
Yeah, but you have to do that with a prescription.
Yes, don't just, please. Yeah. You go to the doctor and they do that.
Yeah, another thing you can do is to take deep breaths. You can sit in a comfortable position or... you can sit in a comfortable position with your hands on your lap. That's creepy.
Sit in a comfortable position with your
hands on your lap.
On your lap.
Yeah.
That's like yoga kind of thing.
What? No. Yoga.
It looks like.
Does it?
It does.
No, yoga is not comfortable. The way they sit in yoga is like really not comfortable. Like they cross their legs, crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
It's weird. There's nothing comfortable about that. Have you ever done that before?
I've done it before. It actually feels
comfortable.
And sitting
like that is comfortable. Yeah. Wow.
It's comfortable.
Got a problem, man.
Sometimes, like, it's not consistent. Like, they do have different types of that, so...
No, I'm talking about the crisscross applesauce.
No, that one is too extreme. But I mean, there should be some moderate things that you can go around that, so...
Yes. Yeah, so to be on the safer side, just sit in what you deem as comfortable.
Yeah.
Put your hands on your lap. And then
your feet on the floor.
Make sure that if you are short and the seat is, like, really high, look for a suitable seat, right?
What?
Make sure your feet touch the floor.
Now that's bad. What were you trying? Skip.
Make sure your feet touch the floor.
Then imagine yourself in a relaxing space. Then you can close your eyes. Then you kind of do some.
Now, if you are weird, you can lie down too and do this. And make sure that you close your eyes. Really?
It doesn't matter if your feet doesn't touch the floor. I mean, who cares?
Your feet has to touch the floor.
No, so that if you are sitting, how would you be sitting and your feet won't touch the floor?
No, there are people. If you are on a bar stool, your feet will never touch the floor.
So you can actually use the bare floor. You can use the bare floor.
Yeah.
You sit that
what?
Way.
What? Or you then can you just can... lie down.
Yeah. Like, there are so many different ways you can actually feel comfortable and then do this. It doesn't have to be like that.
you close your eyes, you imagine yourself in a relaxing place. It could be the beach, it could be
even in your hall, your lounge. Yeah.
What? No, like imagining yourself in a relaxing place.
Lounges, okay.
Yeah, so
can
like
even
a beach.
Picture yourself in the Bahamas.
Exactly. That is if you have a really good mind eye. You can travel to the... No, there are some people that can't imagine anything. It's like, what is it? Just imagine. They just can't imagine. It has to do with like how you're...
Gets to meet these people. Why would somebody not be able to imagine?
No, there are people who just can't imagine stuff. They can't. Like you seeing yourself on a plane, right? Some people can't see themselves doing some things.
Oh,
I don't know if you get it. You don't.
That's a first.
I don't know. How is that a first?
This is the first time I'm hearing that. You can't even imagine yourself being like, okay.
Can you?
So
can you imagine being lynched?
Yeah, it's possible. I can imagine that.
You say anything just to. No, oh my God. Okay, no problem.
No.
So.
Imagine, I mean, that's bad. Why would I even imagine myself that way? But imagine myself with a good life. Be my guest. I have tons of imagination.
We are just trying to test your mind eye, right? But the point is, imagine yourself in a relaxing place. Then slowly take a deep breath or slowly take deep breath in and out for like 5 to 10 minutes. So,
yep.
I mean, you can try it right now. You can just be like... inhale, exhale, then you know, that's it.
Alien in human mode teaching us some things.
There you go.
But though you're supposed to be eating well, you're supposed to slow down on things, take it easy on things, don't be too fussed about it.
Take a break. Make time for hobbies.
Please.
So if you like to play football, make time for that.
Like, why studios are supposed to give people a break? Like,
are they
a vacation? Like that kind of thing. Some
you actually
we
have,
are just trying to
people have you
state
know you guys
that
have
needs to be done.
Vacation every week for 4 days, right? And then you turn up for like, 1 day, so like you know,
like sometimes a sponsored vacation kind of thing. Like what I'm seeing,
we talk to the people upstairs. I'm sure
make
they have,
time for hobbies too. You see, maybe
like have a grill out,
you know, make time
soon.
For that.
We'll think about that.
Talk about your problems, please.
Yes,
I think that's one thing we've been really hammering on this show.
Yes, please.
Talk about your problems. If you feel there's a need to
just call me
up, he's available.
I'm a good
I am
show
not
that you
actually.
Can
he is
on.
All the time. So.
I give the best advice too. So then go easy.
That's weird, but it's true though.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for being. Actually truthful to yourself today for the first time. Now go easy on yourself, bro. If you are not married by 25, it's fine. Do not disturb yourself about when a man will come by, because chances are the men that are even in your life don't want to get married anyway. My point is, go easy on yourself. Now eliminate
your
triggers. If there's anything that triggers you to be stressed out, please flee. If there's a conversation with somebody that is likely to get to a point where you're going to be stressed, do not talk to the person. It's as simple as that. If you wake up in the morning and you feel like you post a status, like you make a status update and somebody will come and talk trash, do not post it. Like, make sure, do your best to eliminate, like, just... In fact, it's not even run away from them, so don't even let it be there, like for anybody to even just. And it's your life. I'm trying to tell, this is on stress. It's your life. Do what you want. Do what you please. Stop people pleasing. It's so annoying.
So per the example you give, I'm not seeing the collision. So the thing is, if you are going to put something on your status and somebody is going to have issues with that, that should be their issue. That shouldn't be you wondering, okay, this person is not going to like it, so I'm not posting it.
So don't even do it in the first place for it to get there. Because one thing about stress is you don't choose if it should get you or not. People are stressed about the littlest things.
You actually have a right to choose whether you're going to allow this thing get to you or not.
You can't. It's not as easy as you want to put it.
Oh, but seriously, then
you don't
have
problems. You don't have money, right? Somebody is telling you, don't worry, everything is good. You can't help it. No, you just can't help it. Like, you're worried about it, right? Yes.
Are you, though?
That's why we are trying to get money, aren't we?
Mm-mm.
You're trying to get money because of something else.
I'm not trying to get money. You people are here. You're always going to sponsor me all the time. So, like, cruise. We are here for the cruise. Yeah. You can continue.
I've never been so speechless in my life.
I mean, there was an ad we heard earlier when we're coming to the studio today. It says, men are here to suffer for the ladies. So, what am I to do?
I mean, if there's any lady I want to suffer for, it's probably my mom.
Now, your colleagues and your siblings, what are you doing with them?
I don't have siblings. Like, okay, glory be to God. So,
that's why you're an alien anyway. So,
and I left all my people on the other planet, so it's all good.
No worries.
Now, okay, so another thing that we are here to do, zodiac signs. So, it's the Leo season, July 23rd to August 22nd.
We're talking about sex again.
What?
We're not talking about sex again.
What?
Unfortunately, it's here. We are coming to talk about love and sex, about the Leo season.
Yes.
I just thought we wouldn't be talking about sex in a while, but unfortunately,
I'm actually going here to roll we have out it in a the sex book. Series. So y'all should just
all on this program
watch out in here we're gonna have a sex series. Okay so now when the Leo people are in love, what they do is what they claim they do is they are fine, they are loyal, they're respectful, they're generous towards their loved ones, which is odd because I know a Leo people who don't give a flying f about anything. So yes, now on to sex. Okay, so what happens in the love relationship when it comes to Leo people is that they take the role of a leader in any relationship they're in. So whether it's even, you know, a friendship based family, they want to like be the leaders, and then they strongly rely on the need for independence. So they want people to depend on them. But they are dependent, but they want people to depend on them. Get it?
Let's talk about their sex life though. Their sex life is they are kind of adventurous, they are energetic and fun, you know.
I need a Leo.
Like everything that you want to get, we hear about sex, they are good candidates for you to suit your pleasures. Yeah.
Damn.
And they have a clear understanding about boundaries between sex and love. They're able to draw the lines. This is sex, this is love. I am having sex with you, I don't love you.
There you
it's
go.
Just a thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Leo, you have never looked so beautiful. I'm in awe of your. But this is maybe okay. Fine, the people that I've met are really the opposite of this.
Of all these,
they just don't know how to.
I really don't know much of them, so I can't say whether it's a years old.
I know about
no.
three.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, regarding that, but they might fail to see how important intimacy and emotional connection is to the quality of their sex life.
Oh, that is very true. Yeah. That's some weird ass Leo's. Anyway. Yeah,
a test of fact.
I mean, you know.
You that.
Some of us are exposed to so many things. Now, if you want to advertise with the E-Factor, you want your ads run like pretty cutely and nicely, you know, the way we just rattle it. You can just call 0557-221-192. We are on Instagram at E-FactorGH. Now, moving on. I don't know if are we gonna be dancing? We have Song of the Week. What?
Rough and Smooth.
Damn! Whoa, I don't know that song. What?
Girl, you're just so beautiful tonight.
Oh, I know that song.
You're the love of my life. I'll be singing and dancing and rapping.
Yeah, so we're going back in time once again. Rough and Smooth. Latest, actually it's not latest. Olden Days. Beautiful.
Banga.
Let's get it. DJ Infinity. Yo, let's listen to the song, man.
This is the E-Factor. Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'LALI.
We can't spoil one song and one song only.
We're gonna skate to one song only.
So beautiful tonight, I can never get. body and soul. People think I'm crazy just because I love you, Tracy. I wanna marry my baby, take you home and make my wife. Yo. And yes, I made that out. I drank a saffron, I made warm out. So it's me who I'm out. I see how baby I'm out. I go climb the mountain, sail the ocean, cross the moon for you. And I wanna be your man, so no baby understand. If you be my baby girl, I can be your Superman. If you be my only one, I can be your candy man. Come on, make me fly away.
If it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, overcoming addiction, changing our society, it's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you work with people, that you give support, and that you be there for them, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option, and when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win. And when you know it's hard, and you write down those reasons that will energize you, that will inspire you when you want to give up, when you doubt yourself and you pull those reasons out, that will make it worth it for you. And once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it will create a hunger within you that won't be denied, and then it is done. It is done. It is done.
Okay, so before I inspire you, from where we've been coming from the beginning of the show, that is talking about how to release stress and everything, what I want to tell you this morning is that you can always, okay, how somebody is going to act towards you, their behavior towards you, you are not going to be able to choose how you want them to act towards you But what you have a right to do is how to choose how you are going to react to how they act towards you. So whatever somebody does, if you feel whatever the person does is going to affect your space, it's going to affect how you are going to go about your thing, just know that you are not going to react to this person this way that a person is expecting you to. Just take a different dive and then you'll be fine just like that. So let's get into the TEF update.
This is the effect. Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. D apostrophe L-A-L-I.
God damn it.
We in the motherfucking house.
Nigga, just stop it.
Hey, Sule.
Charlie, Abu, what's up?
Charlie, where guys are?
Charlie, you know them boys. Charlie, those two boys. Those are all elite.
Then the rock show.
Swear.
All right, so this is how we do it right here on the E-Factor. That is another thing that we do right here. What we do is we take news items that are actually relevant, things that are worth knowing, and then we just pour them on you. What can sweet, you know, Bali. Get it? What can you do, goose? So,
hey.
What can shoot?
Okay,
bro. Yeah,
we understand that. I think this is the best you've ever spoken in a long time. So
what?
This is the best local language you've ever spoken.
Which one? The guy?
The guy that you like, it's actually articulate, like very clear. Yeah, this is the first.
I've been trying to tell you guys that I'm it. Okay, no. When it comes to those things, yeah, just, okay.
So like you said, it's actually going to be things that is worth hearing in the entertainment industry. So
yes, sir. So let's get into it. I think last week, or is it last? No, this week. Earlier this week, we had the Fix the Country demonstration.
Yeah, that was on Wednesday during the holiday, the Founders Day.
Yeah, that's, and then we decided to find Fix the Country too. So yeah, going down in history.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the IGP led, not necessarily led though, but he headed and oversaw the whole thing, made sure that nothing is just...
There was nothing chaos in there.
Yeah.
But I think it was peaceful. We didn't get to hear anything bad afterwards.
Well, anyway, aside from the fact that people didn't necessarily adhere to their...
protocol, COVID protocols and
that's,
stuff.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yes.
Because if you're actually screaming somebody should fix, you know, a situation and then... You can't even do your part to like actually just adhere to like simple rules to protect yourself, then you know, it's a big ass question mark there.
I mean, I think the things on the ground, people are actually concerned about how to get their things out there rather than the whole COVID thing. People were actually ready to die, whether it was going to be bloody and all that. They were willing to die and know that they are not returning, but it was fighting for the country.
And that's what you're happy about?
No, I'm just happy about the fact that even though that was the aim, that was the plan, like not giving, they don't care about whatever
they
don't give a fuck about whatever is going to happen. They just want to know that at the end of the day, they were fighting for something good. And it's fine that we didn't get to know people die, there were no casualties, there were no accidents and stuff like that. That's just it.
Anyway, but still, I mean, adhering to their safety protocols, like that's very
basic.
Yeah. Paramount, like very important. So like don't freaking do whatever. Anyway, so it was reported by local and international media, the likes of Al Jazeera. They actually reported that.
I mean, this was all over Twitter. It was trending like the top thing on Twitter. So it was actually loud like that.
Yeah, and now Bridget O2, I think during the week we actually heard that she had moved to
Metro TV.
She's actually one of the women that I've actually been crushing on in the media. I think I have
confident.
A thing for haircuts. I don't know. It's just, I think her hair just throws me off. Yeah, she's really cool. And then she joined Metro TV.
Metro TV, yes, within the week.
I think during the week again. I think was it on 4th?
Yes, it was on 4th.
We had a problem. There was a rumor going out that somebody of high authority has
stormed the place,
stormed and, you know, stopping her from going on air and stuff like that. But Metro TV put out something, a statement that said it's not true. Like, they're just rumors and she's forever going to be Metro TV royalty. Not their words, but, you know, they just said she's part of she's part of the family.
Everybody was just taking glue to your TV to watch, because the advert was like a big thing on Twitter.
Oh.
Bridgerton. Yes, it was. Okay. It had a whole lot of reactions and everything. Then we are waiting for Newsnight and no show.
Zero.
So it got people talking a lot and everybody had to come in with their point of view, whatever that is happening.
Conspiracy theorists.
Charlie,
you guys.
Know, everything, it is what it is. The reality will always
so
come.
So what if... Okay, I'm not just saying that is it, but what if it was a stunt to, you know, get more traffic?
Possibly.
I'm just saying.
Possibly. Somebody actually made that statement, and then Metro TV, somebody, I forgot her name, from Metro TV, she replied that they don't do stunts, but she's sure going to be on. They will actually release something indicating why she wasn't able to present. Well, but in a way, it directed traffic. Regardless,
exactly. I
know Bridget's has directed a whole lot of traffic to Metro TV in
a lot,
space of
a lot.
A few days, and it's big.
I mean, Metro TV used to be the bomb, like, you know, the go-to back in the day. For those of you who didn't really...
People that didn't come up early. So.
Yeah, sorry though. But
Metro
TV was like, yeah.
Yes, so now.
Anyway, okay. So another thing concerning the COVID-19, you might lose your vaccination status because some of the barcodes on the vaccination cards have been, you know, faulty. They are not really, how do you call it?
Verified.
Yeah, they are not being verified. So when you go and check, it says, nope, you are not vaccinated. So GHS, you guys need to actually work around the clock and make sure that is rectified. Come on, guys. And this is affecting people that are, you know, traveling outside Ghana. So, you know, don't do that.
I mean, why should this even be an issue after months? It should be something that should be easily done.
Exactly. True. But, you know, in Ghana, I think tech is not necessarily looked at like that. We don't, you know, when it comes to like the technological stuff of things, we are just so 1900. So it's just crazy.
And newsflash to those of us that thought
there's actually more on
the thing. I'm not with the COVID.
Yeah.
Yes, the cases are spiking.
Oh,
yes, that's what I'm... People that thought it's actually going into extension is not true. So we're just playing around with the whole thing.
Oh, it's about to get crazy though.
It's about to get bigger and better. So get ready. Just get your things on. Lockdown incoming. Just get ready.
Yeah, I don't think the lockdown is a thing though, but you know.
It might come in because this whole Delta variant thing, Charlie.
I mean,
think what?
Okay, maybe.
You
but
think what?
But just adhere to the safety put. See, it's crazy how when I'm going to, I think during the week I went to Accra, and I went to like Accra town, like Accra New Town, Accra Central. Okay,
Accra
that's
Central.
What they call it. Yeah. And when I was going on the, like, it's like half the people in the bus didn't have their masks on, and boy, it was scary.
We've thrown it out of the window, like, because it has always been in the news. It's always been talked about, but people just left it, thinking it's
crazy.
So
I think
now
they used
it's back in our faces.
It's like lash a few people. Now they have stopped. I don't know why.
Yeah, they should
keep
we'll
on
get
beating
back on
them. You should keep on beating them because this is crazy. Now I'm talking about homosexuality, right? Prince David Osei says that he went to a club outside the country. That's in the US, I think.
Yeah.
And he was being touched by some white guys, you know. Like, you know, he didn't know it was a gay club. So he just entered. I mean, after a shoot, I think they just entered and they were touching his butt. His booty. His butt. And bro, things were about to get heated.
It was getting messy.
Yes. Before he realized that, oh, bro, you are in a gay club.
I'm in the wrong club.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would be so weird.
I mean,
you think you're going to chill some time over and then you realize you're in a hot
I mean, it's just a little butt touching. I mean, it doesn't hurt, you know. Or does it?
It actually sounds weird.
I said it does hurt. Yeah. A few butt touching, bro. No, so when somebody touches your butt, like, what do you say? Like, yo, bro, what's up?
I mean, they wouldn't even expect such a reaction because it's their place. You came in.
No, as in like, no, like just as you're just walking, somebody just grabs your butt. Like, yo, DJ Infinity, what's the first thing you have to say? What do you have to say about this?
Don't I think one time he was watching a video on this gay thing. Then he was like, the day he meets somebody, like the way you lash the person.
You know, that's actually being homophobic, though. Charlie. That is being homophobic. You
yeah, will lash at me. Imagine touching him with
that's
that.
Homophobia, bro. You can't.
Boy
do
is
that.
Going to go to prison. He says he'll slap you.
Anyway, so just on the other hand, Ajayi Annan also said he turned down a role because role of you know, movie. You know what he had to do, and he had to go butt naked, you know, and stuff.
So
like
shush that money. You've got our integrity to keep.
Well, you know, I mean,
would you do that?
What
would you do that,
like take a gay role?
Yeah,
I mean, well, yeah, I will. It's acting, isn't it? So it depends if I can be able to control what happens, like what actually happens, because most of this cinematography stuff is most things are even done after the shoot. Mm-hmm. So even those kisses that we see, you know, they have a way they just do all those things like that.
So you will have to kiss the person on the show, on the set.
If I would have to.
Yeah, would you?
I mean, the script, yeah. No. Let's do it, baby. Let's work. Jesus, what the hell is your problems? What? Work purposes, like a role. Yeah, you would, bro, I'm
so
down.
He Jesus. Says he would do that.
The hell is your problem?
For the record, he would do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a role. I don't know why we are all so weird about this thing.
See
like
the
that.
Signals you're getting from all over the
it's
place.
It's crazy,
but anyway.
Man. Just forget this, guys, man. What?
Infinity doesn't want to believe that.
No, okay,
he's
so,
been repeating
no.
that.
So wait, it's okay for you to actually go straight butt naked with maybe a girl in a movie. Right,
you'd actually die for that.
So you guys are talking about the fact that it's because it's a girl.
Yeah.
Ah, come on, man. You guys are weird. Anyway, so that is it. You guys are actually homophobic. Weird. Like you guys are homophobic, which is really
homo
bad,
whatever,
though.
Charlie. It is what
now,
it is.
Now let's move on. Now, I1 and Bulldog are back with their back and forth and stuff like that. Now Bulldog claims that he paid for I1's admissions and rents, like, you know,
yeah,
the tertiary level,
when he was
though.
In the tertiary.
But I1 says that never happened, though. Like, he actually went to school, and Bulldog has no idea how he paid his fees. So, you know.
What you say?
Who's actually telling the truth? Who's actually lying?
Yep.
So, we don't know, but that's what is happening, though. But I think, I don't know why whenever an artist parts with a manager or management is always messy. It shouldn't be. I mean, if we are both looking for two different things, or if what you are serving, if I'm moving on to a different level in my career and I have to leave your label because probably you don't offer that, it shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, we all have different things. Same as, like, okay, so in every relationship, right, if the relationship is going somewhere you don't like, bro,
feel free to walk.
Exactly. And it shouldn't be messy. If you want to get married, I don't want to get married. Okay, fine. So find somebody who wants to get married.
Peace
out. I'm okay, cool.
Then
peace
split.
Out. You're gone. Like, there's actually no, I don't know why people have to be so
don't
weird about
stress,
things
actually.
Like this. And we can actually be cool. Oh, so you actually got the person you wanted to get married to. Okay, cool, fine.
Yeah.
And
it always looks that way in Ghana. Once an artist leaves a manager, it's
not
messy.
Just in Ghana. It's not just in Ghana.
But in Ghana, like, that always seemed to be the case.
Because you are here. So that is why you see like that. It's everywhere. It happens like everywhere.
Like,
when people leave labels, there's always this back and forth like that. Yes. Yeah,
I made you. You can't walk.
So bad. Now, a police woman was stabbed to death by her boyfriend. Goddamn boyfriend. Weirdo. You're just an idiot. Yeah.
Because
he is an idiot.
Because
he's jealous. He's a jealous guy. So
boyfriend.
He's just like, yo, the hell is your problem? Why is that guy looking
Listen,
at you like
you
that?
You die and you go to heaven.
Why is that
you,
guy
why
looking
are you
at
here? What is even going to? What are you even going to tell God?
Ah. What? That's what happened. Oh,
and the guy rather killed her.
That's because of jealousy too. I read that it was because of, according to yen.com.gh,
yeah, so
bro.
I mean, that is jealousy, but why would you leave me if you know you're my sponsor?
What? Why?
That is it.
You have been on this thing like
did.
Since the beginning of the show. The hell is your problem?
That is what the story says.
Nobody is obliged to actually take care of anybody. People do
exactly
it because they want to.
Because they want
so
to.
So if I want to stop, bro.
I mean, so the guy was actually pushed by jealousy because his sponsor was leaving. That's why he had to kill the woman, which is very silly, but
But there's a but. There's no but.
Yeah. So No, I mean, but why no, would guys, she also be comfortable in such a relationship?
Guys get comfortable when it's like that. And something about the girls is they are also idiots too. Like sometimes, like a few of them are idiots. Like, you know, it's like you, I don't know, when somebody is helping you and then you want to, the person to feel like you own the person, kind of, that kind of thing. So they don't even, if you need money, if your girlfriend is taking care of you, right, and then you need money, maybe you just need money to actually set up something, they wouldn't allow that to happen. They want you to depend on, that is how it is, like people that usually depend on, if you ever ask them for something that is going to change your life or make you independent, they but always they don't want to do it because they always want that kind of, you know, power over you, that like you rely on me, that kind of thing. So they don't.
Is
so
in the Leo season.
What?
The person is in the Leo season.
Yes. So they just want that kind of, you know, like be tied to me in a way. So they just don't. No, I'm not talking about the man. This thing. Like, okay, so let me make it like clearer. Well, you know, people's rage issues are crazy. You don't know what you do when you are really angry. For me, when I'm angry, I feel things. Like anything in my sight is on you. Yeah, that's why I don't like to get to that point.
It's not.
I'm not throwing it to destroy it. Like I'm actually using it to hit you, like for you to get hit.
Hey,
like when you piss me off to that point, bro.
Oh,
let me make sure there's nothing beside me. Hey, I'm hitting you, bro.
Safe journey.
That's why I laugh at a lot of things that you're doing. I'm just laughing because, yo, if I want to actually get angry, I'll probably end up somewhere. Yeah. Whoa. So it's crazy. Now, still on the bird flu outbreak, there's bird flu still. So those of you who are munching on chicken and stuff like that, I think
drumsticks.
Drumsticks are the thing though, but there's bird flu, so
stay put, please.
Maybe, but if you have a couple of chickens in your house, I mean, you can just slaughter them and, you know, get it popping.
Aside that, some fried be on rice. The lookout, we beg you.
I mean, and if you have some meat that you are scared to touch, I mean, you can just donate it to somebody. Some of us really don't give.
Whether bird flu or not, we're good.
No, come on. Like, you guys have to, like, make sure that you are. Oh, no, like, honestly, make sure that you are. You check the meat that you take. Don't just buy from anybody, Charlie. And
he
when
he looks,
you see,
so unconvinced of what he's saying himself, but
I mean, oh no, for me, I still take. I had chicken like what, 2 days ago, bro. But I'm fine. Anyway, so that is it. Make sure that you watch. Be warned, eggs. Stay away from eggs. The stuff for now, yeah, until you are sure that is a good source. Yeah, so probably wait for a few people to buy from there. If nothing happens, then you can go ahead and buy.
Which people should try?
But I'm just kidding. Just make sure that you are, you know, actually on point, weirdos. Now, still on Dr. Z's initiative to support 200 people in each region. We're still hammering on this though. You can get your forms at bit.ly/signup Nagrika, and then sign up for rabbit or mushroom training. Yep, and you can be on your way to being
the next big
farmer, you know,
that has ever seen.
Or doing animal husbandry. So yeah, that is that. Now they're currently in Ghana. So if it, as I said, Ghana in Accra, Accra, Ghana, then Ghana, Accra. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are there. They'll be moving. So if you are in a different region, yeah, you can just wait. They're coming to all 16 regions. So like, just chill.
Yes, now, so you'll be on the lookout. You can follow them up on Instagram to be able to keep the pace, to know when they'll be coming here and when to make your plans. Yeah. So, should I mention their Instagram handles?
Yeah.
Their Instagram is Zaneto Official. Then at Agri House Foundation, Paps Meat, and It's Possible GH.
Yes. And for, I don't know, I'm trying to get them. I don't know, maybe we can actually have them over, or we can go to like one of the sessions for you to have more insight on how the whole thing goes. So watch out for that. Now, Tehila 2021, that's happening tomorrow. So all of you that want to be at Tehila, please, it says 4 p.m., but you can set off at 6 a.m. Yeah.
It is what it is.
You need to. You actually
sad
need
truth,
to.
Bro.
Because even our 31st night, I went. Okay, usually I go, like, you know, I leave I get there around 11 because I'm here, yeah, you know. But even then, there's like no place for you to sit. So with this Tehillah, yeah, like everybody is coming through from different angles.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to get there early. If not, you are going to be watching. No, in fact, even if you get there at 4 p.m., you are still going to be watching screens anyway. But to be at a better place to watch
the screen. Please come early.
You need to come early. Because that's what happened. See, even if you leave at 1, you will not get to sit inside. I'm sorry. It feels very fast.
To be on the safe side, I just go to church with them in the morning. Then even keep your
that,
seat.
There's a problem with that. Because even in church, we have like, we actually have two services. I don't know if it's going to be the case on Sunday. Maybe it might be. Okay, I didn't go to church.
If you had gone
to
church on Sunday, you would have gotten the announcement.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I didn't go last week, so I don't know. But if it's joint, know that you are even likely to sit out. Oh, no. Even, yeah, our single service, especially first service, if you go late, you sit outside. You know, because of the spacing and everything, yeah, there's all that. But so even for a first service, it means that all the two services are going to be choked already. And I know one thing for a fact that after the second service, most people are not going home because the second service closes at 12, which is 4 hours, you know, so people are not going to go home. So the safe thing to do is a set off by 10, you know, and it gets a better spot to sit, like
to stand. And
no,
watch.
There are usually seats.
Outside.
Yeah, outside you get seats. But if you come like very, very late and you're outside the church
outside the premises,
you have to stand.
Itself.
Yeah, you have to stand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we make way for car parks and stuff like that for parking. So the place is going to be choked. Just leave early.
Tehillah PR.
And allow those people to like be back. Yeah. Now I'm just helping you guys. I mean, if you don't, you know, or you can stay home and stream. That's
it. It's also a very good option.
Yeah,
but,
you can,
you know,
stream.
Sometimes feeling the whole thing is some way.
You still feel it.
But
nothing.
I'm going in person.
I bet you. You sit outside and you
not
get
even
a good screen.
I've always sat inside once. I've always been sitting outside. It's actually not new to me.
You sit in line with the screen, and you wouldn't even be able to see the screen. Yeah, so that's it for our updates though. Now we're going to move on to lifestyle, and I want to ask this question though. See, how many times should you poop a day or in a week? Okay, fine. Some people may not know what poop is. How many times is normal for somebody to take a shit in a day or in a week? That's what we're going to be discussing on lifestyle. So those are that for our TF updates. Take note of all these things. Let's get into it.
This is the E Factor.
We in the motherfucking house.
Damn it. Nah, Charlie, stop this thing.
DJ, you for rewind me.
Here goes our lifestyle. So we're asking and we are about to discuss how many times is okay or how many times makes sense for somebody to poop a day or a week. I know people that go weeks, like about 2 weeks without pooping. That's crazy. I know people.
You know a lot of weird people.
Well, I'm just exposed to like so many things. I don't know how some of you live. It's like you haven't really seen half of the things. It's like everything that somebody says is just new to you.
Yes,
like, bro.
But 2 weeks without using the washroom, that's really
it's
not
crazy.
Normal.
Yeah, I know people. Oh, 2 weeks. They're still going on strong. Like, bro. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, how do you do that?
But what's the normal time? Like, how many times?
Okay, for me, I take a shit every day. Every morning, I take a shit before I even do anything else.
One?
Yeah, once a day. Every single day.
Infinity. One?
If I don't do it in the morning.
Twice.
It's
why?
Going down in the evening.
Morning and evening, is it a duty?
No. It's weird for you to control, like, emptying your bowels. Like, that's crazy. He says he can control it.
Charlie, something has never moved you before. You don't know what you're saying.
No, it's not about control. It's your body that
is
used to it.
Used to that kind of system that you've been doing.
you have a poop alarm. You have a poop. You have an inbuilt poop alarm, right?
It signals you.
Yeah. So
time
if
to visit.
So if you are not pooping, even for a week, is way too is too much. At least you can go three. If you poop three times a week, that is okay. That is okay. But like the whole 7 days, you don't even once. That's you are sick.
Yes.
And yeah, three times a week is sensible.
Three times a week.
Exactly.
No, but three times a week is basic. It's like normal.
I mean, it's even
it's
weird.
Fine.
I mean, 3 days. I have like.
So if you do it two interval two. Two, two, four.
Or maybe when the week begins, you go and do all your shitting. And then, yeah, shank for the week on Monday.
Yes, what you eat actually influences that. So if you're not really taking in a lot of fiber stuff, you should see that you're not going to be visiting the washroom a lot.
Exactly. Yes. And what happens with bowels is that the more it takes long, the more it becomes like really difficult to like pull out. So that is when you have people talking about constipation, which I've never experienced before. I don't know how it feels. They say like it's like really, it's weird. I mean,
oh, see the way Sammy has that in his face. Oh
no, like
you make it look so bad.
How like bowels, like I mean, it just flows. So I don't get it when people say
chain smokers have that issue. Like
concrete. Oh so you have like concrete shit. So I think it's those kind of people. You know, sometimes when you use the washroom after somebody, the person is like wasting time in there trying to flush, but it doesn't go. And then you go and meet it. Oh, okay, so that's like it's so big, like there, it's just there looking at you.
It goes and it's a massage.
Oh my god. Or you probably use you know, the toilet brush to just
make sure, like,
yo,
mash
yo, go. I said go.
I said you break it into two.
No, but it's weird, man. How?
Then you actually use force to pour it inside the bowl. Charlie, Infinity is experienced. He says a whole bucket of water.
It's weird. I mean, how?
So please, if you actually have an encounter like that and it refuses to vanish, please get a bucket full of water, then use force, pour it down the basin, and
force. Or I'll probably use a KVIP instead of a WC. Jesus.
And when it happens like that, it's funny how people that actually do that, you don't meet them there. You go and meet it. How do they vanish? Want to see who
we want to see the owner
is.
Of this shit. Who owns this shit?
Identify you by your you would never see them. I'm like, who just left this place?
Who owns this shit, man?
Nobody.
I mean, nobody
would
own
up.
Come
who
on.
Would you own up if you were the one? That's like, also why would
yo,
you expect somebody
the one who shanked
and
my shit
left
is not
the
going.
Place.
Anyway, so bro, people, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. If yo, why?
Infinity says when you're pressed, you are the most humble person in the
world. It's true.
The way you begin to sweat.
yo, why? Anyway. Please, that's what we are talking about. So check your bowel movements. Make sure that you are at least you take a lot of fruits. Yes, fruits are very essential. vegetables too. Make sure that you do that. Those of you that just take the squeeze the light of the life out of the orange, sorry, and then just leave the roughage. You guys
Is that, and instead of white bread, you can consider the wheat bread. Yes.
Yes, please. Make sure that you're eating healthily and visit the place. And when you wake up in the morning, please try to drink water. Like sachet or something, and
probably wake up with some headache or something. Drink water and you go visit. Yeah, the headache water, will vanish like magic.
And sit and take a shit. and exercise. Oh, please, exercise. Because when you exercise, it moves all those weird ass things in there. It shakes the place.
If you don't exercise, it will force you to grab a bucket of water. So please.
So make sure that you do that. That's going to be it for today. So go ahead, enjoy your Saturday mornings and make sure to subscribe. Do whatever it is you're supposed to do to our videos.
Like, share.
Comment if there's anything that you like or not like. Let us know. All right, so that is it. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy your coming week until next week. Saturday, we say goodbye and
DJ
good morning.
DJ Infinity is not visiting us today. He's not giving us some mixes.
Nope, he has been unmixed throughout the years, which is weird. But we are hoping to get DJ Infinity back on the show sometime.
Yep. But before we sign off, though, you should forget. No, don't forget your Wayo Pancake Mix, yeah?
Yeah.
Make sure to follow them on Instagram at Wayo Pancake Mix. And their number is 0241-288-133-050-8606-718. Then there is Wired Studios, please. Anything that you want to do with Audible's recording of podcasts, if you want content, YouTube shows, everything. Mm-hmm. We might even get to the point where we'll be producing beats very soon, but you... let our meet for now. So the number is 0557-221192 and on Instagram at Wired Studios 7.
And so for cloths, if you want African prints, you can just contact Yadela GH on Instagram at Yadela _GH. The numbers though, 0507-656-429 or 0550-889-128.
App.
Adios, muchachos. We will see you guys later.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.